episode number 219, Winter is Coming.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
You ready for some winter?
Yeah.
Is your Camaro ready for some winter?
No.
No. And neither is mine. And that's what we're going to talk about in this episode, too.
Yeah, that's right. We do this, I think, every year right around this time.
Yep.
Winter storage tips, because a lot of us, not all of us, a-holes in California.
in Texas.
In Texas, Florida. We got to put our cars away. Otherwise, first of all, I got called a wuss for mentioning because I was looking for car cover recommendations.
Oh, really?
And I actually referenced my car going in storage in yet another thread. And somebody called me some sort of wussy storing your car. Look, my car is too awesome to be trashing it through a Michigan salty, crappy road, winter weather crap. So I got to put it away.
Plus, it's uncomfortable to drive in the wintertime anyways.
I don't have any traction as it is.
You know, I drove my 95 Camaro through like four winters, and one of those winters I had a Pro Charger on it, and let me tell you, it sucks.
I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, sometimes the intercooler in the front would get packed with snow. which was kind of good, huh? keeps the boost, you know.
Whatever helps you sleep at night. I don't know.
Yeah.
We got a few things to talk about after that.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Musser has a very cool update with his Momentum Race Group.
Yep.
Got some sales figures to talk about. What else we got here? We're going to talk a little bit more about the final wrap up, and some will be happy to hear that we're wrapping up the Camaro Z28.com Photo Fun Challenge prizes and winners and all that junk.
Yeah.
What else I got? Chris, do we have a voicemail?
We have a voicemail.
We have a voicemail.
We've got some sponsor specials to talk about this week.
Right on. And we're going to have a nifty hint to an upcoming episode that you're just going to want to hear.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that. But anyway, car storage.
Yes.
I'm going to be putting mine away probably next weekend.
I'm not putting mine away till it snows.
Until the day it snows.
Until the day it snows.
And
I am driving this thing for... I've been waiting for it forever. I am driving it until it snows.
And what are you going to do? You're just going to drive it into your garage and just walk away?
Yeah, pretty much.
You going to do anything to it?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Fill the tank?
Oh, yeah.
Cover it?
I always fill the tank. Nah, I don't cover it.
You don't cover it?
No.
Well, that's
kind
of...
I used to, but nah.
You know,
it's enclosed in a garage, so yeah.
Well, I'm gonna be storing mine out in my dad's,
like
on my dad's property,
something.
And it's a pole barn, and it's a little dusty.
Okay.
You know, and not
you gotta
to
worry
mention,
about mice and any kind of.
It's out in the country area.
Getting hiding up inside your engine there.
Well, here's what I do. I've done this and it works pretty good. Although some people, you know, everybody has an argument about it, and that's what we're open to discussion on this. We'd like you to call in if you have a better idea or your thoughts differ. But what I do is I get one of those clear plastic painter's tarps, one of those big ones. I lay it down and I drive the car onto it, and then I put a car cover on it. And I still have to find the right car cover because I don't need a heavy duty exterior cover, and you just need a simple indoor cover. But what I do is then I wrap the plastic up over the car cover and use that blue painter's tape to secure it.
Sure.
So in case the snow melts and it gets wet in the garage, or you know, it just keeps moisture out from entering underneath the vehicle. Some people say that it holds, traps moisture in. So what I do is I just go along very carefully and I cut some slits near the door handle, you know, belt line area in the plastic.
Okay.
If it needs to breathe, it can. It's just to keep water from setting underneath the car. Fill it full of premium. Disconnect the battery and forget
That's
about it.
It. That's
yeah.
it, huh?
Because then I shift my attention from my Camaro
to snowmobiling.
That's right. I can't wait. It used to be such a sad, sad day putting the car away. Now it's like, the car's gone away. But hey, let's get on the sleds and go. Can't wait. I hope I hurt myself real bad.
Just like last year.
If I say it, it won't happen. Chris, you don't do anything else?
No, not really.
That's okay.
No, because I got a garage and I can I can throw it in there. And pretty much in the wintertime, I'm opening it up almost every day to go in there and snow blow the snow and stuff. So,
yeah.
Sometimes I'll start it. I don't disconnect the battery.
No.
No.
Well, see, my dad's hot place is an hour away or so, so I just don't have the luxury of going out there. I keep it in my garage at my house, but I only have a two-stall garage, and my wife made it very, very clear when I bought this new Camaro that she is not going to be scraping her windshield.
Oh.
So
see, we're kind of used to it because both my Camaros are going to be in the garage.
You're a jerk.
So my Caddy and then the wife's Saturn Outlook sits out. And
the Microsoft Outlook?
The Microsoft Outlook, yeah. And she's got an auto starter on that, so she can just start it and it'll defrost itself.
Oh, my wife does too.
Oh.
Yeah. But she pretty much said, well, you still made the deal with me that you would, you know, store it somewhere else for the winter. So that's what I got to do.
Fair enough.
I would definitely love to hear anybody else's car storage tips.
Yeah, definitely.
Anything that's new, you know, do you, some people like to jack it up and take the wheels off, and I don't agree with that. But, you know, I think differing opinions for everybody else out there that's storing their car would be great. So definitely call in and leave us a voicemail. Heck, it could win you a prize. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Heck yeah.
That's it.
That's it for the car storage tips.
I guess so. I mean, really, what else?
Do you put a nice coat of Zeno on it before you?
I make sure I don't put it away dirty.
Dirty?
Yeah, I mean, I make sure it's nice and clean. I throw some. I at least get the quick detailer and just get the dust, last minute dust off.
You don't put one of those cans of what is it? You put in a gas tank?
A Stabil?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. That's kind of a borderline issue. Some people like to. I've never done it.
Well, I know it's not like we're storing 69 Camaros here either. You know, they're brand new cars.
They're better.
Yeah.
Sorry to you, first gen guys. I was only kidding.
Sorry.
That's true. sorry. And, you know, there's a couple years I just didn't do anything. I just threw it in the garage and said, there it is. Ta-da.
Yeah.
You know, I put so much time and money into this car, though, that I got to, you know, what's another hour of precaution?
Sure.
Can
hurt.
You know, we polished that car so well that I don't need to put any Zeno on it.
Yeah, I was gonna say
no vinyl even would stick to it, except on the tail, just above the tailpipes.
And your windows.
And my windows. Right. Yeah. I on a side note, I released a video of the Borla exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
And there really wasn't a good video of it out there, so I put it up on YouTube. My username is Jay Debler on YouTube. Check it out. I got a couple of them. Actually, another video that I posted of the car being unloaded from SEMA.
Oh, cool.
And I did a quick walk around of it, showing the new wheels and everything. You know, people were asking for it, so I gave it. But anyway, definitely call on with your car storage tips. Any additional thoughts you may have on the subject, we'd love to hear it. And I'm sure somebody else out there, some of our listeners, can use it.
Yeah.
So what's next? Jordan Musser.
Yes. Saw him post on the board that his Momentum Racing Group is getting going here. They have a couple of their cars out. I can't remember what the track they were racing them at. They were testing them out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, does that look good. See the Camaro Z28.com stickers right on the car.
Camaro Z28.com is proud to sponsor and help support the Momentum Race Group.
And as they race in the Coney Challenge.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be on Speed TV. You're going to see the Camaro Z28.com logo on Speed TV.
Nice.
It's a very, very proud moment for us, and we're very proud of Jordan and his team. Jordan, we've known Jordan
for... Yeah, he's been a member of our site for, God, 10 years or more.
He's got like 12 or 15,000 posts. He's one of our veteran members, you know, and it was really... I can't say this enough, and I probably say it too much, but in my opinion, there is no saying this part too much. I mean, he started kart racing, and now he's the lead driver in this racing team.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, I mean, he's got a big rig with a huge logo on the side, the Momentum Race Group, you know. He's got a website, MomentumRaceGroup.com, I believe. But, Chris, you can you please put the videos
yes.
in the links to the videos in the show notes?
I'll link that up.
We've got a thread going in the 2010 General section asking, you know, it's like a open thread for people to give their do a Q&A with Jordan Musser himself. You know, talk about his race team, talk about his cars, talk about his upcoming season. They're looking like they're going to hit it pretty hard.
Yeah, it looks like it starts in December.
Yeah, and then the schedule is being added to all the time, I guess.
Yeah.
Just really cool to see this come together, and we'll be bringing you as many updates as possible. But definitely keep an eye on them. Keep an eye on Speed TV for the schedule listings. It's going to be cool.
Oh yeah, definitely. Check out their website again, MomentumRaceGroup.com.
Yep,
they got all their updates there too. Okay, so what's next here?
You got some sales figures?
Oh God, yeah. We touched on this a little bit last week, but Camaro outsold the Mustang for the fifth straight month.
Yes,
and we've got the figures here of both Mustang and Camaro and Challenger. And Mustang sold 4,789. Challenger sold 2,389.
Really?
And Camaro sold 8,082 cars.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable. Wow. This car continues to remain hot. In fact, there is a chance that Camaro may win overall total sales for the entire year, even though they didn't start producing the Camaro till April.
No
March,
way.
April. Oh, yeah. Mustang had a three-month head start. And right now, as it sits in total sales, Mustang sold 56,469, and Camaro has sold 47,233. Only a difference of only 9,236.
Wow.
We've got two more months here, folks. And if they're outselling them 2-1, I can definitely foresee Camaro.
A photo finish maybe in the works here for sure.
Wouldn't that be something? The first time in God since what, the 70s?
I don't know. Not enough. But you know what? A good competition is good. Competition
is
very good.
From what we hear too, there's still a backlog of Camaros that need to be produced.
Yeah, but the weird thing is that, you know, we got dealers in the 2010 dealer forum talking about their inventory, and
yes,
they're ready.
Yeah.
I drove by one of the dealerships, the one that we had the first Summit White one.
Uh-huh.
They're on Gratiot here in the Clinton Township, Detroit area. I drove by the other day, and there's must be a dozen out front, including the now discontinued Aqua Blue.
Yeah. You also have to think, take into effect, too, that we're coming into winter here in the Detroit area. I don't think anybody wants to buy a Camaro right now. They're probably going to wait till February or March when we're tailing off the snow season here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, any inventory that these people have on the lot is going to be gone.
Yeah.
Or what they're doing now is, I know one of the dealerships is selling them across the country for areas that just, they're having a hard time getting Camaros. They don't have the allocation.
Yep. Well, they're still out there, and if you're concerned about driving them in the wintertime, Chris, you and I, we did our test drive back in February, the first published test drive.
Yes, and they had snow tires on them, and they drove pretty
and
good.
They did just fine. You can drive it every day, and you know, within reason. You know, you can't drive through a blizzard. It's not a four-wheel drive truck, but it still did pretty good with the traction control and Stabilitrak. And
they do awesome donuts in the snow too.
But we weren't behind the wheel on that, so
no,
we don't
we
know
were
for
not.
Sure. We only witnessed it.
Yes.
So get on out there and buy a Camaro is what we're saying, I think.
Yeah.
It's not too late. They're out there.
Yeah.
All right. We got to talk about this.
What's that?
Let's put the wraps on this Camaro Z28.com Photo Fun Challenge.
I thought we did.
Well, we got to post the winners and the prizes.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to be done by the time this podcast airs.
Rockin'.
Just a final thank you for participating. It was fun. To a degree.
Yeah. And we've got some decent comments after the fact.
Yeah,
so,
you know we,
it's
we,
not
we,
all bad.
We learned going forward. We knew what to
it's
cover.
All good.
What not to. But overall, it was great. And we thank everybody. So congratulations to our winners. And we'll do another contest in the near future.
Yep.
Maybe a big one, maybe a small one. Who knows? But and that's that. I do want to mention that I do owe out some prizes for podcast prizes here. Yeah, I'm just a little behind on that. SEMA and the other contest and everything put me behind. So if you haven't received a prize yet, don't worry.
Yeah, and we don't have tracking numbers.
We USPS, so unless you want to shell out for a tracking number, you like get something for free. Don't worry about it. what else we got here? Chris, let's move into the voicemail.
Yeah,
messages.
We got one voicemail this week.
Just
no
one?
Emails. No emails, just one
no
voicemail.
No emails, just one voicemail.
Right. We did have another voicemail, but it was our same caller from last week, and he basically said that he didn't win the prize because he already won one. So thank you for letting us know that.
Honesty is cool. Always good.
Yeah. But we do have one new voicemail this week.
All right. Well, I'd like to hear it.
Hey, guys. This is John from Connecticut. Got a question. I had a Ford Mustang convertible. Transmission dropped out of it this week. And I'm really interested in the Camaro. So I think I'm going to try to wait for the Camaro convertible. My question, though, is I definitely want an SS. But I know the automatic model is 400 horsepower as opposed to the manual transmission being 426. I'm wondering, am I going to be a sissy if I get the automatic? I'm kind of okay with stick, but obviously I think I'm getting older. You know, my left foot has great is, it really doesn't, but I'm just wondering, do you know many people, or any people getting the automatic, or are they sucking it up and getting the manual transmission? I really just want to know what you guys think, and if, you know, if the automatic is worth getting, or should I just get the manual transmission? I'm a fan of manual, not that great, but really like the podcast. Thank you very much, and hope to hear my answer.
Well, thanks for that message that you left there. Okay. Here's the old debate between manual and automatic with the Camaro. I chose the manual. You chose the automatic.
Yeah.
We both have our own reasons.
Am I some kind of sissy now?
Well, you're not a sissy. So, I mean, you can choose an automatic. That's fine. You're not going to be a sissy because of it. It's all about personal preference. Mm-hmm. I like to roll through the gears. I like to be able to do, I don't know, drop the clutch and just burn it off the line, or you know, change my shifts at any point.
Well, where do I begin with this one? I too can change my shifts at any point, thankfully to the tap shift. If let me put it this way, let me go back to the beginning of the voicemail. He's going to get a convertible.
Yes,
I've always thought, and I don't know why. I don't know if this is a common thought, but I always thought that convertibles and automatics kind of go together better.
Why is that?
Just because a convertible, you're just kind of. It has just that one added element of luxury to it, I guess, you know, with the top down. I don't know. I just always felt like they went well together, because it's easier to, because when you have the top down, you're out there cruising around. You're not going to be drag racing with the top down. So just to throw it in drive and just, you know, one, you know, your left elbow up on the windowsill and the right hand on the steering wheel and just cruising around leisurely just seemed to fit better. But anyway, that's one point. The other point is that I chose the automatic this time because I wanted to try something a little different. If it didn't have the tap shift or the sport mode, which is nearly one and the same, I probably wouldn't have gotten it. But the tap shift kind of makes it fun. And from a performance standpoint, at least in straight line acceleration, there is no way that anybody can shift faster and more accurately than the automatic transmission. I mean, unless you're a pro, a really good, I know I can't.
Tanner Bosnali.
He's the exception, not the, well. He's the exception, not the rule. It just shifts faster. It's but again, like you said, Chris, rolling through the gears is fun. But I can do that with the tap, the paddles behind the steering wheel. It's obviously it's not the same, but it is fun. It was one of the hardest decisions I made when it comes to my car. It was.
If you had to do it all over again, would you still do the automatic?
I don't know if I can answer that one just yet.
Okay.
Because quite honestly, I've only driven 3 manual 2010 Camaros, and 2 of them were the concepts. So they don't really even count. And then I just drove Settlemyers. I haven't even driven yours. You know, with the supercharger on it, it makes driving it a little easier, but you do lose that element of human control. It's a tough decision. I made actually a blog entry on my Camaro project blog at phantomss.com, kind of covering my thoughts on choosing A6 over the M6 and why I did. Check it out. It's a few, couple 3 months ago, but just go to phantomss.com. I think it's still on the front page. Just scroll down, mm-hmm. and it's there.
I've driven your car in the automatic, yeah. And I like it. I really do. There's only one thing about the automatics that I don't like, and that's that sound.
The what sound?
The sound when the displacement of the motor, when the cylinders deactivate. It's got a weird sound to it.
It's got a gurgle to it.
It
almost does. Has like a faint motorboat sound.
And, of course, you went with headers and a different exhaust now, so yours doesn't sound like that anymore.
But if you do just go with just the exhaust, it's going to be more prominent.
Is it?
My understanding. Yes. I'm actually going to pull my VVT out of the car. I want to try a different camshaft to see what kind of power curve I can attain. But that is one drawback. When it kicks down, you do notice it.
Yeah.
When it goes into that 4-cylinder mode, it is noticeable. I guess that just it comes down to how much that bothers you or how much you don't want that.
Yeah.
Keep us posted.
I think our advice is drive both of them.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, drive them both and see what you think. Play with the tap shift. That's fun as hell.
It is fun. There's no question about it. It's fun. And they
not having to worry about your feet and just bam, 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 bam with your fingers. That's great.
It is fun. And the neat part is that car, it will shift only when you tell it to.
Yeah.
You can bring it right to red line and hold it there, and it will not shift until you tell it to.
But it will downshift.
That's the cool part. Coming up to a stoplight, if you forget to downshift, which you're not used to downshifting with an automatic, It'll downshift for you.
Right.
And then you can just take off and start shifting, upshifting again.
That rocks.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm glad they did it that way. Would I do it again? I don't know. I kind of miss the stick, but I still like what I have.
Yeah.
So keep us posted. If you want to, if you make a decision, call us back and tell us about it. You know, tell us
why you chose what you did.
Or tell us what you liked and didn't like about either one. We'd love to hear about that. Anybody else in the same dilemma, by all means, give us a buzz.
Yeah.
That's our only voicemail?
That's it.
Well, guess what? What's his name?
What's that?
Did he leave his name?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
I just can't remember it.
I can't either. We never do. We never do. Well, every week we give out a prize.
Yes.
And once a month, one of those prizes is from CamaroCollection.com.
Right.
And
it just so happens to be that this is the week.
This is the week. So all you did was you made a phone call and you won our next to our largest prize that we're offering from CamaroCollection.com.
Wow.
So all you have to do is give us an email at webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Tell us your shirt size or jacket size, depending on what we can manage to get our hands on from Camaro Collection. And we'll send it out to you. It's that simple. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
You know, give you something to wear when you pick out your new Camaro. We do this every week. Well, we only have one more Camaro Collection prize to give away.
Right.
And that's next month. However, we do give away a prize every week through the end of the year. So you can still be a big winner. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
All right. Okay. This part of the show is going to be talking about some product specials that's going on with some of our sponsors we have.
That's right.
On CamaroZ28.com.
Yep.
So I wanted to read through a couple of them. We got, I think, two of them, and then we've got something else that's cool that's going on. J&M Products.
My buddy.
Yes.
Got my Magna Charger from those guys.
They're currently running specials on the following items. Shock tower braces starting at $49.85. Panhard rod bars. It looks like it's all suspension stuff here.
That's what they do primarily.
Yeah, I'm going to post a link to this in the show notes, so you can go ahead and see this. It's in our supporting vendor group purchase and sales section.
Did they have the Magna Charger mentioned back in there?
They do not.
Okay, because that's where I got my Magna Charger from, and dealing with those was great. And I believe they still have a special going on, $750 off a 2010 Camaro Magna Charger. All you have to do is enter code, and I'm going to hope I get this right, 750 Camaro Z28 in the checkout area, and you get an instant $750 off.
Yeah, that's smoking. Quite a bit.
So thanks for Hot Part J&M Products.
Yep. Our next one comes from Petter Suspension. Petter's has developed suspension kits for the drag racer in mind, and here are some of them. There's a whole list of different suspension components and kits. I will post a link to this in the show notes as well.
That's what I thought was cool, was that, you know, I got the XA Extreme kit on my Camaro, which I'm thrilled with, but
there's a whole bunch of stuff here.
The big question was, you know, how does it do with drag racing? Well, now they have a kit instead of, you know, handling, it's slightly geared more towards launching and straight line acceleration, which is awesome. So
yeah, they've got what's called their Extreme Drag Package here.
Nice.
Yeah,
I bet you that's going to do well. Yes. Those guys know their stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. That's also, well, this is in the Camaro suspension chassis and brake section, mm-hmm. and I'm going to post a link to this in the show notes as well.
Cool.
Our next one comes from our good buddy Vince at Trifecta.
Yeah, good old Vince.
They're looking for anybody with a V6 fifth-gen Camaro interested in helping them develop a custom tune for the vehicle. If so, please send them a private message. I'm going to go ahead and post this in the show notes as well. This is posted in the 2010 LLT OEM V6 engine discussion forum.
Nice. Vince is a good guy. He's got a really good product, and he's been with us for a while. Everybody that I've talked to has worked with him has been very happy. So if you got a V6, man, get a free tune and help
Absolutely.
Develop it. I helped develop the L99 tune at Vector Motorsports, and that was fun.
Yeah.
And they're not done yet, so it's continually improving.
That's cool.
Good stuff. You're going to post all the show notes. Great.
Yeah.
So there's some decent opportunity there for anybody looking for a sale on suspension or a tune, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of good deals.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to think it's a good deal. Now that SEMA's out of the way and my car's going away, it's time for me to get started on CamaroZ28.com diecast series 4.
Number 4?
Number four.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to do number four.
I kind of wanted to, and I want to do a few more afterwards. It's fun. You know, it keeps me busy. There's been a little bit of discussion about what number four is going to be, and I know, and everybody else thinks they might know, but I think I'm going to be running a contest in the near future, maybe between now and the end of the week. Just like a quickie contest, you know, see who can describe the closest to what's going on in my head when it comes to this.
Okay.
I think we did this last time too with series three, and somebody nailed it. I forgot who was. Was it Dan Burke?
Yes, I think it was
Dan Burke. He got it right. And I might have even dropped a hint, too many hints, so people might get it right away. But even then, they got to get it close. So the more descriptive, the better. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But it'll be a nice Christmas present. Hopefully, I can get pre-ordering started by Christmas.
Wow.
I think people are going to like this one even more.
Yes.
And
cool. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah. So, well, this is the part that it's not. It makes me nervous just thinking about it, mm-hmm. and we're not even doing it this week.
What's that?
Well, with Thanksgiving coming
up. Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
Well, why don't you talk about it? Because I get all dry mouthed.
Well, every year, Jones Soda releases a special flavor during the holiday season. Sometimes it's like pie flavors.
We did a couple, previous years.
We did some Halloween samplers last year as mm-hmm. well.
Right.
This year, we're going to be doing a Jones Soda taste test for a new flavor called Tofurkey and Gravy, which is a tofu, turkey, and gravy flavored soda.
Yeah. Why are we doing this, Chris?
I don't know. Be good sports.
Be consistent.
Yeah.
You know, we did the pie. We did the Halloween.
We did the
candy.
Good stuff.
We did things like blueberry pie and candy corn.
We're probably going to vomit on air.
I think we should probably keep a can next to each of our microphone stands.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. Is it next week?
Well, I ordered them last week, so.
Okay.
It is a good possibility that next week we will be sipping on tofurkey and gravy during the show.
Well, I don't want to sip anything. I'm going to do it like
down
like
it.
Jägermeister. We're just going to do a shot, clang, and I'm not going to say, give me another one.
This projectile vomit comes right back out of your mouth.
Tofu turkey gravy soda.
Yes.
What the hell is wrong with people?
I don't know.
What the hell's wrong with us? Why are we? Do we have to do this?
What the hell's the matter with Jones Soda? Well, a portion of the profits for this goes to usually a good cause every year. I know sometimes
National Stomach Cancer Society or something like that.
No. In all seriousness, it usually goes to like the Make-A-Wish Foundation or children. Or I think this year it's going to a organization called PAWS, which I think is, I don't know, for dogs or something like that.
Okay, well, I guess I can barf for a dog. Usually my dog barfs on my carpet.
So stay tuned for that.
Just thinking about it, man.
Yeah.
I've eaten some vile
mouth
things.
Mouth is watering, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm just dying. I can't wait.
No. You know that watering
like salty.
Before you start to vomit?
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, okay. All right. Well, for the sake of, you know, animals and good charitable for dogs, because I love dogs. I love animals. So, tune in, I guess. And hopefully, I don't know. I use the word hopefully loosely. Next week.
Yeah. We'll take one for the team.
What if it tastes good?
dude, I have tried the turkey and gravy.
Yeah?
And that was horrible.
Did it taste like turkey and gravy?
In a weird, disgusting way, yeah.
Kind of like how banana bubblegum doesn't really taste like bananas, but it make you think of bananas.
Yeah.
Great.
I've never had tofu before, so I don't know what even that tastes like. I can just imagine.
Nothing.
It tastes like nothing.
Tastes like flan with no flavor.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm. Whatever.
Well, anyways.
All right. Well, yeah. I guess we'll just, you know, I just have to do it and know for, and then we'll know.
Yeah.
Is that it for this week?
I think that's it for this week.
Well, everybody, we thank you once again for tuning in. Tune in next week for whatever happens.
Tofurkey and gravy.
Tofurkey. It just doesn't even sound right to begin with.
Yeah.
And definitely call in with your car storage tips. At least we have something good to talk about next
week.
And whatever else happens, call in. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
I'm so not looking forward to that.